back to the fort. Presently, the tribe returned noisily to the neck where Roger joined them. The chief spoke to him angrily. Why aren't you on watch? Roger looked at him gravely. I just came down. The hangman's horror clung round him. The chief said no more to him, but looked down at Sam and Eric. You got to join the tribe.
You let me go. And me.
The chief snatched one of the few spears that were left and poked Sam in the ribs.
What do you mean by it, eh? Said the chief fiercely. What do you mean by coming with spears? What do you mean by not joining my tribe?
The prodding became rhythmic. Sam yelled.
That's not the way.
Roger edged past the chief, only just avoiding pushing him with his shoulder. The yelling ceased, and Sam and Eric lay looking up in quiet terror. Roger advanced upon them as one, wielding a nameless authority.
That Roger is one sick guy. Remember when he first found that rock up on the cliff with the log wedged under it, and noticed how easily he could push it over the edge? I knew right then that he was going to do something terrible with it. When he was pushing the rock at Piggy, the book said Roger was in a state of delirious abandonment. I know delirious means crazy, basically. Abandonment, I'm not sure about. But I think that Roger was abandoning or letting go of all restraints and rules. Now, it says he's wielding a nameless authority. In other words, he's got power over people because they know he's capable of cold-blooded killing. If Jack represents anarchy, then this kid seems to stand for pure evil. Let's start chapter 12 at the top of page 183.